Kokonte that was sold at 1,200 a bag is now selling at 900 cedis. From 1,200 to 900. Good savings for me and all the lovers. And Ejare. Yam Pona that was sold at 35 cedis. It's now sold at 30 cedis. Those of you that were receiving food stuff from me, you realize that in 2024 thereabout, I stopped because it was so expensive. But now I've started. The prices are better. If you look at palm fruits, that was sold at 40 cedis, now sells at 25 cedis. And these are very viable facts. Just go to the market and ask. You don't even need any scientists to do this for you. Ask them how they were selling it in 2024, if you don't even shop ordinarily. And ask them how they are selling it now. The prices have changed. Most, I will say, most of these prices have gone down, even if not 100%, a lot. And it's good enough. I mean, it's impactful enough. Usually, before I do anything, I would have done the preparation ready to take off before I announce it. We can't do price control because, you see, price control comes with its own negative effect. It gives way to hoarding and prices will rather escalate. But I want to do some kind of transparency where we have an app. Every shop will advertise their price. And then you decide where to buy from. So if we have the same piece of paper and I'm selling mine at 1,000 cedis and you are doing yours at 200 cedis, then the buyer will decide whether he or she is a Father Christmas to give me 800 more or is a prudent buyer and will buy from you. And so we will not control prices, but we'll make prices available for people to choose from. And so we are working on that one now. Technology is up. Everybody has a phone and this can do that. And so that will be that for Abosokan. But please, if you go to Abosokan right now, prices have come down and it's not Abosokan market alone. If you go to KJTR market, now the beauty is social media.